Well, the song really explains it as well as I can.
Yes.
And so for those of you that have been wondering, maybe for a little while, what that says in that station ID, you know, we've had people, Jesus in the everyday, me and you, good news and shoes, and some thought it said good news in the glades, and, you know, I mean, just all kind of things that people, they don't quite hear it. So we're going to play the song right now, and maybe we can turn this into the longest station ID that we've had.
There you go.
At the station. Okay. You're listening to WCNO Palm City. Gordon Jensen, good news and shoes.
Sizes and shapes and hues. It's the talk that walks, it's the word working, real life living for heaven on earth. It is a good news in shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes. Well, there's a world turned off on pious talk and religious regulations and rules, and they're especially not looking for a church that's out cooking up a bunch of them old don'ts and do's. But they're just looking for something that works in a life of disappointment and hurts. Let's show them Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes. Good news in shoes. It comes in all sizes and shapes and hues. It's the talk that walks, it's the word. For something that's real amid the smoke, illusions and spills, they need Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes. Good news in shoes. It comes in all sizes and shapes and hues. It's the talk that walks, it's the word working, real life living for heaven on earth. And it's a good news in shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes. Good news in shoes. It comes in all sizes and shapes and hues. It's a talk that walks, it's the word working.
This is WCNO, Palm City. We hope you enjoyed that. That's Gordon Jensen, and that is the song, Good News in Shoes. A lot of people want to know, what does that station ID say?
Yeah.
Well, it's from that song there, Good News in Shoes, Jesus in the everyday, me and you. Good News in Shoes. You know, just talking about, you know, how that... the life that we live is sometimes the only gospel that people will ever hear.
Right. That is so true.
You know, what they see in us. Are you living a life? You know, people want to know. You know, a lot. One of the things that I've learned about witnessing for the Lord and Savior Jesus is a lot of people say, well, I can't witness for Jesus because I don't know all the scriptures.
My
well,
to say,
you know, if somebody's unsaved, they don't know the scriptures any more than you do.
That's true.
Probably less.
Yes.
And it's not how many scriptures you know. And it's not how many do's and don'ts you can tell them about. What they want to know, is it working for you?
Yes.
What has Jesus done for you?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can tell them how that Jesus has come into your life and helped you, you're on the road to winning someone.
You are a walking testimony.
For Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what they want to know. Is it working?
Yeah.
You know, we were talking the other day about how many people today are in search of something to feed their hunger. Yes. Are you hungry?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there used to be a commercial on TV, maybe it's still in circulation out there somewhere. What are you hungry for when you don't know what you're hungry for? You remember that commercial?
No, I don't.
The Ritz cracker?
You don't remember that? It was the Ritz cracker?
Yeah. Oh,
I don't remember that.
What are you hungry for when you don't know what you're hungry for?
Well, I remember everything sits on a Ritz. I remember that.
Everything sits on a Ritz. Yeah, well. Maybe I'm dating myself a little bit, but some of you remember that. What are you hungry for when you don't know what you're hungry for? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a lot of people are spiritually hungry, and they don't know that there's a big piece of them that is desiring God. And we were reading over there in 2 Kings. You know, we read this morning 2 Kings chapter 4 about that woman in the oil. Well, if you flip over a couple of chapters, in 2 Kings chapter 6, I believe it is, you know, there was a famine, you know, when woman was out of food and didn't have anything.
Yes.
The prophet came and gave her the oil. She was able to sell it and provide for her. A couple of chapters over, a lady calls out to the king, says, look, said, you know, we were talking about this, you know.
Yeah.
It's a story that's terrible, you know, that they, it said that a donkey's head sold for 4 pieces of silver and a fifth of a cab of dove's dung sold for 5 pieces of silver. Right. And the woman calls out and said, you need to help me. They said, this woman said to me, let's eat your son today. We'll eat mine tomorrow.
Yes, it's a horrible thought.
And we talked about that when people are hungry, they eat it. I mean, when you get to the place that you'll eat your own child, you know, that's desperation. Yeah. That's hunger.
Yeah.
You know, and spiritually today, people are hungering.
Yes, they
They're thirsting. You know, we read that psalm this morning. I thirst for thee. Are you thirsting for the Lord? Are you hungry?
Mm.
Well, what are you hungry for? Are you hungry for junk? Are you hungry for something good? You know, you know, when the kids, you know, are you hungry? Yeah, I want some candy.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need
chocolate.
Candy.
Mm-hmm.
I want some chocolate. No, you don't need chocolate. Yeah,
that's right.
Well, can I have piece of cake? No, you need something. You need some vegetables. Well, I don't want vegetables.
Yeah, something that'll sustain you.
You need something that's going to nourish you.
Yes.
Something that's going to provide for you what you need. And you need vegetables. You need meat. You need protein. You need a few carbohydrates. And you don't need a bunch of sugar.
That's right.
You know, we all like the sugar.
Yes, we do.
I love the sugar.
We've had plenty of it here at the station lately.
No, you have had plenty of it.
Okay, I have. Okay, but I'm not the only guilty one.
Well, no, there's been others, but I've been pretty good. Yesterday, I had one piece of cake.
You've been very good.
Yeah, I try to stay away from all that stuff.
It's me and everyone else that's not so good.
All you sinful folks. No, I'm just going on. But anyway, you know, people need something. And, you know, this song, Jesus in the Everyday, Me and You. Living that life. Just living the life, you know. People sometimes will ask me, Tom, you know, what is it that's different about you? And I say, well, I don't know. What do you mean? Well, you don't talk like some of these other people.
Yeah,
that,
you're not cussing. And
yeah, you don't do that.
You're not rude. You're not harsh. You're caring, giving, loving, kind.
Most of the time.
Well, none of us are perfect.
None of us are perfect. That's right. Just ask my children, ask my wife. They'll tell you. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm not going to pretend to be perfect. But the thing is that when we have Jesus living in us and people see us living that life, they notice.
They do.
And when someone asks you, you say, well, I don't know the scriptures. Well, do you know the Lord? Well, of course you do. They want to know what you know about Jesus. Well, let me tell you about Jesus, what Jesus has done in my life. I was lost. I was away from God. I was in sin. My life was a mess. And I'm telling you the truth right now. My life was in a mess. I had been saved when I was 8 years old, in November the 2nd, 1961.
Wonderful.
I gave my heart to the Lord, and then I ran from God. As I got older, I got away from the church. I ran from God.
Yeah.
My life was a mess. And I'm not going to go into all the details of that, but I'm just telling you, my life was a mess. And so when I testify, and when I witness to somebody, and when I'm talking, they want to know, is it working for you? I say, well, let me tell you what Jesus did for me. I once was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
Can you imagine the testimony of Bartimaeus when people said, did Jesus really mean anything to you? He said, man, I sat out there on that road for years, and I couldn't see.
Years. Yes.
Begging in darkness. One day Jesus came my way and opened up my eyes, and now I can see where I'm going.
Yes, talk about a beacon.
Let me tell you how many people's eyes have been opened. You know, when we're lost, when we're in sin, we're blind.
Yes, we are.
And Jesus gives us spiritual sight.
Amen.
You know, there was a deaf person, one that could not speak, and Jesus came and opened up their ears. Let me tell you, I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear that still small voice of God because I was listening to the piper to the world, the devil's tune.
All those temptations.
And it blotted out anything that God was trying to tell me. But oh, thanks be to God, the day that he opened up my ears that I could hear. And the scripture says, let them that have ears to hear, let them hear.
Yes.
You see, this is what Jesus did for me. He opened my eyes. He opened my ears. He set my feet upon a sure foundation.
Yes. And he opened your heart.
All that junk, all that bondage, all that garbage that was holding me back, all the sin that did so easily beset me and hold me down, Jesus came and he took that burden and he rolled it away.
Yes, he did. Thank God.
And he set me free.
Amen.
You see, that's what Jesus did for me. Now, you won't find that written in scriptures, and it's not something that you're going to commit to a memory verse. But this is the real fact. This is what the Savior did for me. And he's what he's done for you. And he's what he's done for others. And we gave that invitation yesterday that if you don't know Jesus Christ and you're tired of the junk, if you're tired of the guilt, if you're tired of the shame, if you're tired of that, just say yes, Lord. Just say yes and receive Jesus into your heart and into your life. And you'll find out what Jesus can do for you.
Yes, it's so simple to do. You know, it's like you were saying with that song. You know, it was an old song, you called it, an oldie. And when you think of it, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You know, it's timeless. And he is there for us. And like you said, I mean, he changed you into a different person. That's what he does for all of us. And, you know, we imitate Christ, as it tells us in Ephesians 5:1, to imitate God. You know, and we do that by our ways of being caring and loving and kind and considerate. And like you were saying, you know, and our language changes, our actions change, and we're proactive.
Our motivations change.
Yes, we're proactive about what we want to do for the Lord. We reach out.
We get involved in the Word of God. We get involved in the things of God. Our priorities are that we are kingdom builders.
Amen.
That we're busy about the Father's business. You know, one fella, I heard him say one time, he said, you know, he says, I don't know what you're going to be doing when the Lord comes. He said, but even if I'm making mistakes for Jesus, I want to be doing something for the Lord.
Yes.
And you know, we do make mistakes sometimes. We do. You know, sometimes our best intentions are misunderstood.
Yes, they are.
But the thing is that we have to be about the Father's business. And WCNO has been called to be about the Father's business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bringing you the music and the message of Jesus Christ. And many people have gotten behind this ministry over the years. They've contributed. They've helped out. They've been a part of what we're doing here. And we're asking you that if you have not renewed your gift, please, 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 don't forsake us now. We've walked together for so many years. We've been together. Some of you have been supporting us for years. Some of you have been giving for months. Please renew that gift today.
Yes, it's much appreciated.
Please renew that gift today. We need your help. Our phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. Let me give you that phone number again. 888-221-8990. That's the number to call. When you call, you simply tell us your name and address and how much you want to give. Some people call up and they say, well, I've already got the letter. I have it. I want to send it. Well, just put a little note in there that you called in and reminded us so that we don't count it twice and send it in. But call and let us know.
Right. Yeah, because that letter is just, it's not saying that we're assuming that you're going to send in the same amount or any amount.
That's right.
At any time. So
sometimes, yeah. You know, we had Maria called in this morning. She said, I called in the other day, my gift of $25. I want to increase that to $25 a month. You know, sometimes people increase their giving.
Yes,
some times, maybe somebody gave $500 last time. They can only give $100 this time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't just automatically say, well, you know, Brother Love Bubbles gave $500. Let's put him down for another five.
Right.
You know, if we did that, we'd be out of business.
Yeah.
You know, the station would have been gone a long time ago.
Right.
We don't take you for granted. We do ask you that you call and renew your giving if you can. Now, listen to this. We're $145 away from that next $1,000 level. I just wonder if there's someone out there right now. Maybe you might want to give a gift of $45 or $50 or $100.
Mm-hmm.
Just two or three people, we could be at that next $1,000 level. And it's not a $1,000 level just for the sake of reaching $1,000 a level. It's the support of Christian radio.
Yes.
It's strengthening the good news of WCNO, that good news in shoes.
One step forward to that goal in order to keep the station running.
Put on your shoes and get busy and do something for the gospel of Jesus Christ today. Give us a call. Make that pledge at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990, our local number?
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. Or you can visit our website at WCNO.com.
Where you can make a pledge or a donation online.
Yes.
You dream.
I've given up.
I've made a choice
to live a life
that
pleases the Lord.
My mind.
tell the truth, I must confess, God didn't give me what I deserve. Oh, but for grace I should be gone, doing things my way. Oh, what if the Lord had come for me before I chose integrity?
I slipped up.
Tripped up.
Tripped up.
Man.